I'm not asking for trouble, asking for people jobs that they can do in bed. I'm just following the script. And it's Alex Newton who's caused all of this to chat to come onto the programme today. Hello, Alex. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Working from bed, then.
And, I know, I'm horrified. It's horrific.
It makes my toes curl. You don't like the idea.
I've just spent the last 6 to 8 months helping people get their desks set up at home, and now I hear that 40% of them are actually going back to bed in the morning and trying to balance their laptop in one corner and their knee on the and their cup of tea on the other knee, undoing all the posture advice that I've given them. So it does make my toes curl a little bit. So
yeah, now
I'm a bit concerned.
I was imagining people doing an 8-hour day from their bed. It's probably not the case. It is that people who are working from home are spotting that there are some things they need to be at the desk for, but other things, you can make your coffee and then go back to bed and maybe write emails and things. But what's wrong with that then?
Well, if you haven't got back pain already, you probably will have by the time you've finished an 8-hour day in bed. It means you're probably spending 16 hours in that bedroom, which is the ethics of that is not great, is it really? Yes, there is a suggestion that it's going to lead to increased back pain. And if you say haven't got back pain already, it's likely that you will have by the time you've finished that. And then sort of that poor old neck. I mean, we spend enough time looking at our keyboards as it is. But if we're not balancing those laptops high enough to make sure our neck is in a neutral position, eyes in line with the top of the screen, then we're going to have a lot of headaches and neck problems. But I get the general consensus that people are spending the majority of their day there. So maybe we could look at a few little tips that might actually minimise the risk of developing neck and back pain and ultimately headaches over the next few months. So it's still going to be a while before. And if anybody ever does go back to work, if there's a lot of jobs, I get the impression, are quite happy for people to stay and work from home if they possibly can do. So I think we need to mix it up a little bit. And, you know, there are moments where we can perhaps sit in bed a little bit and look at a video or an email. And it's not just working people. It's people that are students as well and children, obviously working from home still, as well with their homeschooling. Is let's try and create some prevention rather than try and address the cure and the cause is what we need to address at this point.
OK, some good thoughts to come from Alex, and whether you're spending 1 or 2 extra hours a day in bed or maybe longer because you can do a bit of work from there, you will do well to listen on to avoid unnecessary aches and pains and sprains, which then would make your time in bed really uncomfortable. So some excellent advice for you before 2 this afternoon. Eating in bed is a thing, isn't it? I mean, breakfast in bed, you know about. And eating in bed, like when you have dinner, generally you're poorly when people bring you dinner in bed. And of course, when you're poorly, people think, oh, soup. I think soup's the worst thing to have in bed, isn't it? Slops everywhere, don't you think, Alex?
Yeah, that would not be good, would it? No.
Maybe
in a mug. You could perhaps get away with it in a mug,
that's true.
Maybe, but not a soup plate with
because
a posh spoon. Wouldn't do that.
In my experience, it's true to say, when you try and do anything in bed other than sleep, then there's a lot of moving about to get the position right. Now, don't take me wrong. I'm just saying, if you're trying to write on your smartphone or your tablet or trying to eat, there is a bit of like knees up and pillow behind you and all that sort of thing. You're concerned about people spending too long in bed and working.
I am. I mean, I see people come in and they can't even lie in on a Saturday morning because they get backache. So spending 8 hours in bed, a working day in bed, is some cause for concern, really. So there's all sorts of gadgets out there on the market, sort of little tabletops that you can sort of put over your legs to prop that laptop on. And you can even get those sort of hospital-type bed desks, tables, adjustable things that, you know, if you really want to your bedroom to look like a hospital ward, then that's an option too.
You can angle them, can't you? But they never really work as you'd hope. I don't think those.
But I mean, other than don't do it, try and get the laptop at the right height. But then you've got to lift your arms up as well, and your shoulders are all hunched. So we're going to see a lot of, as I said, neck and shoulder problems, which ultimately will lead to headaches and things. Lots of pillows. We need lots of firm pillows. We all like a soft pillow in bed when we're sleeping, but you need lots of pillows to support that lower back region there. And the logistics of it, to me, doesn't work. Everybody's got different sets. setups in their bedrooms. Some people have got fixed bed heads. Some people have got bed heads that are fixed to the wall. But I often find if your bed isn't attached to your bed head, once you start leaning back, you know, you've got this sort of bed that sort of starts sliding away from the wall. So then you're going to be fidgeting. And you know what? It doesn't work for me, really. So... I've got the impressions of people sort of stacking up with their water bottles and their coffee machine and their snacks packed up at the side. But, of course, again, we've just spent the last 6 to 8 months telling people to, you know, go and have those breaks. And normally we say stand up every 40 minutes, have a stretch, go and make yourself a coffee, go to the loo, whatever. But 40 minutes, getting at the hassle of it, can you imagine it? Moving that desk table out of the way and unwinding yourself from the wires around your laptop and getting out of bed and having the stretch, that's actually not, I don't think the practicalities of that is going to happen. So we're going to see people sitting there for longer than the 40 minute recommendation. Unless you're going to sort of be very disciplined and say, right, every hour I'm going to go and do a yoga stretch or go and have a 10 minute to walk and have a break at lunchtime. So by all means, do it for an hour or two, but perhaps not 8 hours a day. Really, really would like to get away from that.
Yeah, and I wonder how many times people have actually hurt themselves getting in or out of bed, particularly out of bed. It's quite easy to pull something or tweak something, isn't it? So you've got to be aware of that.
There's a knack of getting out of bed, I think. and I think a lot of people sort of just do tend to twist quite a lot. And often, as we know, in the morning, our backs are a little bit stiff. There's a little bit of swelling often around the joints. That's why the back's a bit stiff when you're trying to sort of get dressed and clean your teeth, bending over the bath, that sort of thing in the morning. So sort of jumping straight out of bed and often with a twisting mechanism is not great. So lying, rolling onto your side, swinging the legs out and then pushing yourself up with your arm is a much better and much kinder way to support your spine when you're getting in and out of bed. You imagine trying to sort of do that and negotiate a laptop and probably a bottle of water and your iPhone and everything else at the same time. You know, it doesn't work for me, I'm afraid. Let's just do it once in the morning and then get into bed at night.
Right. I was trying to think of jobs that you could do legitimately from bed, and I can't think of that many. Bed tester was one suggested by one of my colleagues here, and also breakfast tester. So you might be testing breakfast in bed. Could see that working. And I wondered if somebody who worked on cars, you know, when they lie down on their backs to work underneath a car.
Well, great. If, you know, there's a nice comfy mattress. I mean, we see a lot of patients that obviously are mechanics because they're bending over those engines all day. But occasionally they have to sort of go on a little trolley underneath the car. But, you know, if that was a bit more comfortable, that would be better. But, you know, then it's going to drip with oil and it's not going to be great, is it?
No. It's not going to
really
leave
oil on your bed.
No, you're right. You find flaw in my argument. Without too much difficulty. Thank you. This is my last Friday show on BBC Radio. Tomorrow's my last Saturday show, and that's only 2 hours, and then Sunday will be my last ever show on BBC Radio. I've met so many wonderful people and amazing guests who have just freely contributed to our understanding of the world, the universe, of nature and plants, and of our own bodies. And Alex Newton is one of those who I know has staved off aches and pains and maybe helped people get themselves supple and mobile again as a chiropractor. I can't remember how many years you and I have been talking, but it's several, I would suggest. Alex?
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
And who would have thought, though, when it all started, that we would sort of end the relationship by talking about people working from bed? It would have been inconceivable, and now it is an actual thing.
It is. Quite hideous, isn't it? But yes. Even this time last year, we would never have known we would be like we are now, but it is what it is, and we've got to sort of keep riding the storm, and hopefully it'll end soon. There'll be our new norm, as everybody calls it.
Is there anything that COVID and long COVID and things like that that you've looked into that you're, from a chiropractor point of view, is interesting? I'm not sure if COVID is leaving people with joint or mobility issues, because it seems to have a range of different impacts for those who suffer the long COVID.
I mean, we often, once you've seen a patient who's sort of had a week or two in bed because they've had the flu or obviously at the moment COVID and things and been much more sedentary, then we do see sort of the normal range of aches and pains as a result of that. The biggest thing I think we're seeing is that people just feel completely washed out, lack of energy and loss of sort of lose their sort of get up and go, and trying to get back motivated, particularly this time of year now when, you know, we've got very short days in comparison to what we had this last lockdown, and the weather hasn't been kind enough for us to actually be out and about more activity wise. It's getting people motivated again, getting them back onto their regime of regular exercise, incorporating some sort of online exercise classes, or, you know, getting everybody out every day, which has got to be usually in lunch hour if people are working, because the days are so short and you can't get out before work or after work often. But with the better weather coming, I'm hoping that's going to help, and hopefully some sunnier weather, and it'll sort of boost people's energy levels. And that's the thing, is just getting everybody motivated again, because we just feel that this is going to go on forever at the moment, and there's no sign of at the end of the tunnel. But I hear the 30th of February is the date when it's all going to stop, apparently. So if you work that one out, then that's great, isn't it? Somebody told me that this morning, and I thought, actually, you know what? I quite like that.
Let the politicians hear it. They'll deliver it without irony if you're not careful. So at some point, the world will return to some sort of normality. Whether that new normal will involve people continuing to work from bed, I can sort of see the appeal for a day or two, and I think after a while I'd just say no. Bed is for bed activities, the table and chairs, your dining room table and chairs, is perhaps the better place if you
need
to work from home.
We need to create those boundaries between work. I mean, it's bad enough having home at work at home, but work and rest now starting to melange together is probably overstepping the mark a little bit. But, you know, by all means, if you've got a little conference call to do, or a seminar or a webinar that you're just sitting basically listening to someone, by all means, sort of chill out and relax and, you know, do it as a part of a podcast or something like that. But if you're going to be there poised over a keyboard, really dust down that dining room table and get yourself set up properly.
Always good advice from you, Alex. It's been a joy over the years. Thank you so much. And I am hoping that there will continue to be people here at BBC Radio Nottingham who are listening out for your tips on staying fit and lithe and supple. Alex Newton, Beast and Current Actor. It's been a joy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All the best.
BBC Radio Nottingham, and to you.